Greetings! Once again, in the name of the Most High, I greet you. In the middle of all that goes on, in the middle of the censorship. What do they call it, censorship? Anyways. Yep, I greet you in the middle of all that is taking place right now. And, you know, it's definitely a different time. Definitely a different situation. I'm not happy about the fact that they continue, these sick psychopathic worlders continue to set up the situations and the constructs to force coercion to just be able to live, just to be able to function. I see the damage that they're doing to everybody, to myself included, you know, by creating a situation where you have to comply or nothing, you know. And you can definitely see, if this is not your precursor for setting up a world where people can't buy or sell unless they've got a mark, I mean, can you now see how that's possible? Can you now see how that very quickly and very easily becomes the norm? Can you see how they can use that kind of a situation to number the people so they can enslave the people? Why would they want to number you? When you number something, why do you number it? If you put a number on something, say you own a company and you're doing stock control, why do you number the number of units you have of anything in particular? Why? Because you own it. That's why you put a number on it. Because you own it. That's how they see you. They see you as free roaming cattle that they just need to brand, control. Now, I see them as the parasites. I see them as the ticks. I see them as the things that need to be removed from the host. I see them as the things that don't do anything, don't add any life, don't add any value. They just exist as a parasite sucking off of the life of that which has life in it. So that's my viewpoint. And if most people were allowed to actually see reality for what it is, everybody would agree with me. That's why they've worked so hard to keep control of the narrative in their own structures. So they give you free channels, they give you free communication platforms, quote unquote, free, as long as you listen to their programming. As soon as you start to ask for genuine content or look into genuine content, that's not allowed. That conversation can't be had. Okay, let's have a conversation. Let's see if this one stays up. If you find this on YouTube, you let me know. Because they love to strip this stuff off of YouTube as soon as you say certain key words. And I have not censored myself one bit. Even with the words that shall not be spoken. Right, okay. All right, here, let's talk the COVID BS for a little bit. Okay, now that we know that this is a bioweapon, right? Now you've got to go back and rework all of the conversations of the last 18 months, everything leading up to the leaking of the bioweapon, Event 201. You've got to look at the cover-up by the WHO. I'm sure this has been deleted by now, or censored for violating community guidelines. These ambiguous community guidelines. Who is this community? Who is this fucked up community of people? Anyways, violated community guidelines. Okay, so bioweapon, right. Okay, so let's fast forward to today. Now you've got your Delta variant, your Lambda variant, right? This one spreads bajillion times faster than the last one, which the last one spread bajillion times faster than anything you'd ever known before. So this thing spreads like light speed on acid. Right. Okay. My question. Is the Delta variant a modified bioweapon, or did this come about naturally? Did the previous bioweapon morph by itself? Did it have a juice up by another set of psychopaths who would obviously release it whenever they feel like? So forget your lockdowns. You can have all the lockdowns you want. You can do all of the crackdowns that you want, destroy everybody's economy, strip everybody's individual human rights and civil liberties for months and months on end. And as soon as you've got everything just perfectly under control, here comes a guy with a spray bottle into the mall you just opened up, into the center that you just opened up, just to spray that new variant to get it going. Is that not outside the realm of possibility? Or is that quite probable? And if it's probable, then why are you locking down? Why are you wearing a mask? Why are you social distancing? Why are you doing all of these things that they tell you to do if it's the case that they can just reintroduce a bioweapon at any point in time that they feel like it and destroy everything that you just did by one rogue agent making a stop in your neighborhood? Wouldn't it make much more sense to grab those guys and put those guys into a very dark hole and never let them out again after they go through a trial by their peers and our appropriate judicial system in a functional republic, right? Just got to add that in there, because I do believe in the rule of law. We just haven't had it. I do believe in a functional republic. We just haven't had one working. I do believe in people making good decisions, but how can you when you don't get the right information? And here's what's going to happen. In absence of information, in absence of truth, in absence of solutions, you're going to continue to see breakdowns. Because you can only build something on truth. You can't build anything on a lie. It doesn't work. So, unless you get the truth, and unless people make decisions based on the truth, you are going to see breakdowns. Breakdowns in society, breakdowns in infrastructure, breakdowns in supply chains. Now, they do want some of that, because they want to destroy everything and then come in and be king of the ashes. But it's not going to work like that. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't like it. I do not like the way this situation has been set up. I don't like where it's going. So I don't like the way things are going. I don't like the plans and the intentions that the enemy has for the people. I don't like the way that people are crushed for asking good questions. I don't like the way that people are sidelined because you might disagree with the narrative. Whatever happened to healthy dissent? Listen, you can't do anything of any note or any value without having, when necessary, appropriate dissent. You need people that have a different viewpoint to make your product, your service, your idea, your solution better. They can see something you can't see. If you just crush the viewpoints that don't agree with you, you end up with an echo chamber. Why do you even have anybody else around you? Do it all by yourself. It There's no point. Listen, we've got to be smarter right now. In this time that we're in, at this stage, we need to be smarter. So what does smarter look like? Well, one, we need to mobilize better with each other. We need to be very succinct with our actions, very deliberate, do things that actually can make an impact. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's wasted effort, wasted time, wasted energy, wasted resource. Sometimes a lot of you are fighting the wrong people. You're arguing with the wrong people. For what? What's going to change? None of them control the resource. None of their thoughts and their processes make any difference in the long-term effects of things anyways. So why are you fighting with them? They're not going to change their viewpoint anyways. So why fight with them? If you just get people that are hecklers, okay, well, you know, it doesn't help you too much to deal with them. You can deal with them, but it's not going to help you much. We need to be focused. Focus on the thing you need to do and do that. Get resolute. You know, I don't know how long we're gonna make it through this whole thing coming up. 'Cause there's a lot coming up. And it's going to be a very different time. It could be incredible. It could be really dicey. It could be chaotic. It could be everything all at the same time. You know, we trust our Creator. We trust the journey. We trust the way that He works with us. But I tell you, man, this has been rough. And even if you've been okay materially and with the things going on around you, there's been a lot of people suffering. A lot of people suffering. And it's really sad. And you can feel that. A lot of you guys listening to this, you've got empathy, so you can feel that. You can feel that in other people. So, being gracious, being magnanimous, you know, finding solutions, sharing them among the people that are willing to share them with each other, we've got to do that, you guys. We can't allow for these worlders, these sick sociopaths, in positions that they hide behind their cut guys. We can't allow them to dictate our reality and our experience. The place we've got in trouble is because we abrogated our responsibilities and let other people do the work for us. We wanted a savior. You were looking for somebody else to do everything for you. And then when things don't work out, you complain. Okay, how is your complaining working out for you now? You can complain all you want. What difference does that make? Nothing. So somewhere in there, we have to be about solutions. Somewhere in there, you've got to take responsibility for your journey, your life, your experience. And even if you make a mistake, all right, but you still have to keep going. I'm seeing the way these worlders are working. You know, I am not happy at all. But you know what? I think I had to get to a state like this in myself to be able to push for the things that need to be done this next round. Because if I didn't feel like this, then I don't know, maybe I'd let things slide. But they really pushed it too far. They've really pushed this whole thing too far. So many people suffering unnecessarily. Who are they to say that the world is overpopulated? They are not God. Far from it. These are cockroaches. The world's overpopulated? Fine, you check out. No, it's never them. It's never their kids. It's never anybody close to them. No, 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 no. Who's the ones? Those undesirables, those ones over there, who, if they were granted energy, resource, some guidance, some opportunities, would probably do far more than the ones that are trying to get rid of them. But they've been denied. When it's all there. Listen, there, free energy is there. It's there. It's just being denied. Free, like, we can have clean water, abundant food. Everybody can be living a much higher standard of living in this entire world. And there is space galore for everybody. But these nut jobs want to kill everyone. And they are just that. Absolute psychopaths. And in a functional world, and I would call for a functional world, I would call for a functional republic, these crazy people, these sociopaths, psychopaths, would be put in jail and away from society because they are a danger to people. That's what would happen in a real world. This thing that we're in the middle of here, this is not real. And what it is, I don't like. I don't like the background architecture. But it's still an incredible world. There are tremendous possibilities here, and things change. And things are changing, things will change, things have to change, and as they change, it's going to be very, very, very different. Now listen, if you're hearing this, we need you in the fight. We need you to engage. You cannot, and everybody that you know that has any sense in them, they cannot sit on the sidelines and let somebody else fight their battles for them. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You have to have all hands on deck. Everyone has to be part of the solution. That's the only way. You cannot leave the responsibility of your life and your destiny and your future in the hands of anybody else. Period. All right? So that said, things have to change, and they will change. To toughen up, get engaged on a whole different level. We're all going to do it. It's going to be amazing, and it's going to be challenging too, but this is going to be really, really, really good. Alright? Okay. Love you guys. Drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Always love to hear from you. We'll talk to you again sometime. Very, very soon. Bless you all. All right. Bye.